Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your toes, possibly nose.
Oh, nose.
Da, 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 da. Merry Christmas. Welcome. As you can tell, we're into it.
Oh, welcome Mary, to the comfort. Merry effing Christmas.
Welcome to the
comfort zone. I love Christmas,
zone.
I do.
No, you don't.
I hate it.
Well, you don't hate it, do you?
No, I can't stand it.
Welcome to the comfort zone Christmas special.
Happy Saturnalia, everybody.
Also known as, yeah, the holidays.
Let's not go into that detail.
Happy holidays.
I'll be here all night. Anyway, welcome episode... Go on.
Welcome home. Welcome.
Come on in. And close shut that door.
We did that last week with Larry Grayson. As it
we said. Shut that door. What episode is it? 7?
Yeah.
Nah, that's mental.
7 hens are laying.
It's one more than half a dozen eggs.
One itchy ring. No, that other week when we've been to... how's your week been, pal?
Hang on.
Has it been
hang
festive?
On,
sorry.
Hang on. Let's talk to listeners.
Go on then.
This, welcome to our Christmas special.
Yours was rubbish.
That one mine. No, I do it that bit. Well, Christmas special. Not my favourite time of year, but I'm getting into the spirit. Chin chin.
Oh.
Pinot Noir.
How are you getting into the spirit?
The black penis, as they call it in...
I thought we were black grape.
That's what I meant.
In the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. You're a bit like my Bez, aren't you? If I was Sean Ryder, you're a bit Bez.
No.
You're
no,
Kermit.
No. You're Bez.
You're
I've got Sean Ryder's hair.
God, I'll be Kermit then. He's cool, isn't he?
You can be Kermit.
Not the frog.
No.
I'm going to try and do a Kermit. I'm going to stop playing with that because I imagine it's rustling. I thought I could possibly do a Kermit the Frog impression. Anyway, welcome.
I can do a Kermit the Frog impression.
Go on then.
Miss Piggy.
That weren't great.
No, hang on, it did great. But it were halfway between Kermit and Zed at a...
You were doing like a robot hands.
Kermit. Remember I do a good Zed impression.
Oh, you did, yeah, we've done
it. Now do it, now yes, well, it sounds like...
It's not very Christmassy, but
yeah.
We're into the spirit of
part. Anyway.
You've joined us. Halfway down this week's red wine, which me and Klaus are sharing.
And all the way down Taplin Road.
I thought you didn't tell them where you lived.
No,
they might be knocking
late.
On.
It's a bit late now.
Carolyn and that.
Oh, not that Joe again. Bloody hell. Not for the last
time. Vignobles Rousselet, Vin de France. I think that's a wine of France. The grapes of Pinot Noir, which is mentioned. It's got a lot of info.
That's Steinbeck.
What? Grapes of France? No. What?
The grapes of Pinot Noir?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be nice tonight.
Oh,
it
brilliant.
Says bright red fruits and layers of...
Say that again.
Bright, I'm going to be nice tonight. Yours is proper struggling. You lost all the Christmases fell out of
hand. That's not me blower, that's me lungs.
Is it?
My lungs are struggling.
I could, bright red fruits and layers of spice. Now, every time I hear spice, I think about that drug that's comatose.
Yeah, because about that bloke that... I found outside my house one Saturday morning.
No.
Spiced up.
How do you know he's spiced up? You just guessed that's where he'd been.
Yeah,
he
was
just
a quarter of Yorkshire mixture hanging out of his pocket.
Right, Frank Wrangle.
Right, Sugar Rush.
Mm.
And one of them big massive fishes stuck in his throat.
You know they say, what? Oh, then they were dangerous then.
You know. I once swallowed one of them at match when
I was a kid. I'd have been worried.
And I said to me, Dad, I went, Dad, I've swallowed one of these fish, I've sucked it too hard, it's going to get down. Can I get a drink? He went... He was so angry. He had to buy me a drink in ground. Yeah. Oh, he had to buy me a carton of orange juice. I've never heard any of it.
Do you know, I won't say he was tight, your father, but he was careful, weren't he?
Careful, yeah.
Yeah.
He weren't tight.
He'd probably buy you a pie, but he'd be...
Watch your mouth, young Carl.
You've just said he won't buy you a drink.
In the house of Derek.
In the house of Longsdale. I'm going to say, getting really, really drunk. They used to call it getting mullered. I don't know. I've heard
wasted.
It said anyway, yeah. If you get
Let's
really...
see how many adjectives we can use for getting drunk.
Right, well, you'll like this one. If you get really, really bent on spice, can you get mulled?
Oh, you
Christmas
probably.
Because that's adding spice
could,
to
yeah.
I'm festive.
If you're sat in a warm bath
people
with a couple of oranges.
Yeah, some cinnamon.
Some cinnamon.
Cinnamon, what you gonna do?
Cinnamon, what you gonna do? What you gonna run to? All along them day.
Have you seen? Oh, what's that film that runs away? Have you seen
Thomas Crown Affair?
The remake, though.
Yeah.
Question then. Yeah, quick question. What's the song at the start of the original Thomas Crown Affair? It sort of
windmills
runs through.
Windmills of our mind.
It is windmills of your mind.
Not that version.
Ever changing, ever time, daily landing, doom doom dee. I don't know words. So I'm just gonna la da 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 da. Are the windmills of your mind? Let the bad sounds out of here. Oh no, you have to stop that.
Sorry, I'll put it away now.
It's Christmas!
It's Christmas!
Oh, but the people with headphones. Cheryl listens with headphones on.
Oh, I do apologize, Cheryl.
Can be irreparable damage you've just done to somebody there.
Well, sorry. What
did you get for Christmas?
It's a place where it all fixes them.
What?
Earphones, headphones.
Oh, right, I want about ears. I want about people's. It's not a laughing matter.
Oh no, you only get one set of ears, don't you?
Have you,
I said you only get one set of ears, don't you?
I can't hear a word you say.
I said you only get one set of ears, don't you?
Just going to carry on regardless.
I said you only... I say you only get one set of ears, don't you?
I tell you what they don't do.
Yours are big, aren't they?
Oh, don't. I've got big
lobes.
Oh,
you heard that, didn't you?
I've got big lobes.
You haven't got massive ones. You would sort an earring.
I used to have an earring.
I don't doubt
when
it.
When I was about 30.
You're like a bloody pirate, didn't you? I didn't know. I didn't know.
No.
No, I didn't know.
Bloody
but I do now.
Yeah, he started on me. He started on me.
I'm not.
Switchboard's gone mad. He said, leave him alone.
Leave me alone.
This is my this Vigna Buzz Rousselet Pinot Noir is about 450 from Aldi. It's my favourite ever red wine.
Is it?
It's an absolute delight.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Here's a little top up.
Go on then. Have you,
well, that is a little top up, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you how your week's been. Sorry, you can crack it.
Diabolical. How's yours been?
Not good. Monday, Tuesday were good. Tuesday, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I saw you Tuesday. We had a nice bit of shopping in town, me and the missus.
Well, hang on. For the record, I weren't shopping with you.
I didn't see you were.
No, but people thought we were shopping together. That was unacceptable. I did all my shopping on Amazon.
We weren't shopping for the
online.
Record.
Online.
I was looking for a CD for my father, actually. He won't listen to it, it doesn't matter. There's a Rolling Stones best of rate good. It's called Hot Licks. And it's got,
do you know where you'll find
it's called 40 Licks.
You know where you'll find that, don't you?
You can't buy anymore.
On Amazon.
Well, you can't buy anymore. You can't make new. It's been discontinued. What's your favourite Rolling Stones song?
Throw that one out of Layer Cake.
Give Me Shelter.
Give Me Shelter, yeah. I'm not a big Rolling Stones fan, to be honest with you. I know people are going to be like, what? They just don't do it for me.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they've got some good songs. They've got some decent tunes,
I think
it'd
be one of them. If you heard them or listened to them a bit, you've realised how many you loved them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like that time I went to see David Bowie at Glastonbury.
Why are we not a fan then?
No, I weren't that big. We're 1997, to be fair.
Oh, well,
I were a lot more innocent back then.
That was during the bass period.
I didn't realise how many amazing songs he had until I watched 2 hours of him live, and I thought, he's pretty good, isn't he? And I probably would say the same when I see Rolling Stones, but it was got £200 to go and see him. You know what I mean?
Don't want to spend it on somebody.
I've got better things to spend it on.
Do you think it helps that you were you're slightly mullered when you went to see David Bowie, or wouldn't it have mattered?
I was more than slightly mullered. It was 1997. It was the 90s, pal. You remember 90s, don't you?
No.
I don't. I mean, what they say about 90s, don't you? If you can remember them, you're lying.
No, they don't say that.
I say it.
That's what they say about 60s, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but
it's probably every generation.
90s and 60s, everything was in freeze. 90s and 60s are very similar. I've been told, because I went around in 60s, obviously.
Talking about, I think, did we mention this is supposed to be some kind of Christmas special, hence the party pop, not party poppers, the horn. What are they called, these?
I call them a blower.
Yeah, they're called like a toodle or something.
A toodle?
Answers on a postcard. Answers on a Christmas card.
Well, but it's a little, as you can hear, but there's like there's a paper thing that rolls out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain.
Is it called a bloater streamer or something? Oh, you've got your puff back and it's gone again.
Where is it?
Talking at 90s. Can you remember anything? Because you're not a big Christmas fan, are you?
Can't stand it.
But can you remember, because in the 90s you'd have been a teenager. Had you had enough of Christmas by then?
I were a teenager for half at 90s, yeah.
Yeah. And what, were you an adult at Restaurant?
No, in my 20s at Restaurant.
All right. I was wondering if you remember anything from back then, because
I remember 80s
Christmases.
I
remember, obviously, all your songs from like your Band Aid and your Last Christmas and your... what you were Last Christmas?
89.
No, I'll give you a clue. Orwell liked it.
Oh, 1985.
No.
Brilliant.
Yeah, 84. Only kept off a number one.
84, that?
Yeah,
only kept off. 99, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, as the Germans say, no!
You're only no.
Oh, we're only no. Or a German no in 84.
I keep playing this pen. I know that's clicking on. I have to move that over there. Yeah, kept off at number one spot by... It's Christmas time.
Oh, Band-Aid. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. There's no... No, let's save it.
What do you mean save? We could sing
a nice little version of that later, couldn't we? An outro or something.
That's something
for people to look forward
it's
to.
It's something for me to look forward to anyway.
It's a particular favourite artist. We performed it live, haven't we?
Do you think we could do it mallets, mallet-esque? Like, I'll do a line, you do a line. And then the first person to get it wrong gets a metaphorical slap around the head.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And then whoever...
A metaphorical slap around the head.
Well, I'm not going to slap you, and I hope you don't slap me, but we could... Wapa. You know.
Shka-bingo.
Wapa. Shift-top. You like this? Ta-pow.
China in my hands.
In her hands, in her heart.
Yeah.
Lead singer?
Carol Decker.
Ah, well played.
Carol Decker.
What's your favourite? Carol!
Done it though. You're not thinking, are you?
What's your favourite Decker?
Oh, God. Black Hand.
Blacken. Is it Black Hand?
Blacken.
I think I said double. I thought you'd like a chocolate bar.
No, I don't mind a chocolate bar. But, I mean, I'm more a Bosch man. But Blacken is perfectly acceptable for the part-time DIYer.
I do like an onomatopoeia.
What about Colonel Decker?
Who's that?
A-Team. Never caught him, did I? Never caught him.
I thought you said you A-Team, oh yeah. Oh, him, they were after him all the time. But they were all ex-army, weren't they?
First few series.
I think they bothered after that.
He got a big header, didn't he? Probably got a role in Falcon's Crest or something.
I don't know. I remember his face. He had a very, very stern-looking face, didn't he?
Pointer. Pointy nose.
Can remember him. Didn't see him out else. I saw... I'll tell you what I watched the other day, this week.
Mm.
You didn't ask.
What did you watch over there?
I'll tell you. I watched a couple of films this week.
Yeah.
I've watched Home Alone with Youngun.
You know, you have to, don't you?
We had a giggle.
You want to do it? Do it.
I'm not going to do what you... We saw a good friend of ours, little lad, doing one, didn't we?
Yeah.
What did he do? Well, I like to do... Look what you did, you little jerk. But that's his uncle.
Is that what you said to Henry?
No, that's what he says. He also says when that same bloke, his uncle, and he's just a bit of a knob. And when they found out they've left Kevin at home, you've seen it, haven't you?
I've seen it.
But I'm just going to read this a fun little bit. Because if it makes you feel any better, I've forgotten my reading glasses. just tickle me, just like they forgot the sun.
Imagine needing reading glasses, going on a flight and forgetting them.
I know, I can imagine. Yeah, we were probably upset.
Middle age problems, pal.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You little jerk.
What are you going to do with that? What Rudy did?
I forgot. I don't know.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah,
you're being nice, but you're not saying it very nice. Keep the
change, you filthy animal.
It's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Then you've had a little go and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I normally say, you know, when I go in errand and it's like £9.99, I'll go, don't worry about penny, love. But next time I'll go, keep the change, you filthy animal.
You're allowed to do that all the way through December.
She'll be up moon with that, won't she?
She might not have seen it.
But I used to say, put it in charity box. And then I realised there were no charity box.
You filthy animal.
You dirty bitch.
That's not very nice, is it?
Where'd that come from? That's this time of year brings worse out in me.
Put it in that Bluebell wood box, you slag. Sorry, it's not very festive at all, is it?
No, but it's very charitable. I mean, that one pence will go a long way, won't it? Especially if they get that, what's that thing with it, where you declare it and then you get your...
I don't know.
Your charity.
Fruit.
No, you have to... Take this box and then we'll get an extra 25 pence for that pound you've give.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how it works.
Gift aid.
Feels like a con to me.
Oh, it does. All charities are con.
Every time I tick it, I just imagine Bob Geldof buying a new jacket or a new car or something. I think, he's getting something out of this, isn't he? Geldof.
Yeah, I don't want to go too...
He didn't do it for note, did he? He didn't do it for note. No. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
Call me a cynic. He didn't do it for no.
It's Christmas. Not yet.
I mean, he didn't have that successful career, did he?
Tell me why.
I don't know. He didn't like Mondays.
Exactly. That's the only other one I know Boomtown Rats had. And Band-Aid, that were out about four different times, though. And they had that big concert, didn't they organise that?
Is. Every time Gandalf's moving house.
Gandalf?
That's, and
is that Gandalf? That wizard from Lord of the Rings?
He's a wizard, if he is. He's made a living out of that, I'm telling you.
Magic.
You know.
Never... I don't know actual words, only you'll never get past Samido. Get past Samido. I'm going to say that sonic words, I know. Let's do some more 80s, 90s Christmas songs. Shaking Stevens.
This old house.
No.
It's full of tinsel.
Shaking Stevens with Merry Christmas, everyone. Sun is shining. It's not sun is shining. Snow is falling, isn't it? But, let me just point out.
You missed a trick there, didn't you?
I always wear my sunglasses.
You could have done a summer version.
Yeah, but I always wear my sunglasses in winter because the sun's lower.
Yeah.
So, sun is shining.
I always thought you wore them because your eyes are like piss holes in the snow.
No.
No.
What's that mean? A really small nail?
No, I just like, I thought because you were always pissed.
All right.
That way you're hiding it.
I'm not always pissed. I drink like once a week for a few days.
Okay. Sorry. I'll take it back.
Another point I've
been making. That comment.
We touched on it earlier and we were about Tapal. Carol Decker. There's always bands. It's all thinking of Boy George is in Band-Aid. And they never, they'll say, somebody says Karma Chameleon or something like that. They'll know it's Karma Chameleon, but in the red, all they can think of is Boy George.
Boy George.
No, I'll say
real name?
Lionel Hutz.
Lionel Hutz? That's that solicitor off of Simpsons.
Just a guess, isn't it?
He's not Lionel Hutz.
If you don't know, it's not a very good...
No, I do know.
Go on, let's have some real names.
It's George.
Is it? Oh, it's all the way around, George Summer.
No, I don't know. I ain't got a clue.
Oh, bloody hellfire.
I'll know it when you take it to me.
Tell me something Christmassy. It's supposed to be Christmas edition.
Tinsel's bad for the environment.
Ah.
And glitter. That's a shitstorm, that waiting to happen. I'll be eating that.
Who uses
prawns in 10 years' time?
Who uses glitter at Christmas? Why would you even
Everyone.
Use it?
Who uses glitter?
They don't.
You fucking cover everything in that
Stop
shit.
Stop swearing.
Sorry.
It's not very Christmassy at all. You've had a bad week, haven't you?
Terrible, diabolical.
Taking it out on us. Potty mouth.
I
know. Right, I'm going to have a little bit more of this. I'm enjoying it, though.
Chop me up and all.
Hallelujah. Anyway, so, you had a crap week, I've had an alright week.
No, a diabolical week.
Diabolical.
Finish that, pal. Oh, saving that. Oh, now there's loads left, isn't there?
Sorry, calm down.
Sorry.
Where's Christmas do tomorrow for you,
where's
though,
Christmas
isn't it?
Do tomorrow? In Dirty Leeds. Roxy Ballroom, if anyone wants to come. Just
I can't,
we've hired a room from 1 till 4, free beer. Last year we went there, and they just put a bucket of, what do you call them, pigs in blankets, just next to my hand. I'm like, come on, you're taking piss.
Oh, you mentioned this.
You put
yeah.
a bucket of pigs in blankets next to a fat lad's hand. What's going to happen? I'm popping him in like smarties, honestly.
You've lost a bit though now, so you can gorge yourself with no guilt.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come. What's happening here? What's happening to get involved?
Marcellus, calm down.
I'm working tomorrow. It's Mad Friday, isn't it? Crazy Mad Friday. Crazy Mad Bible Friday. Pete.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll get on train back about 4.
Oh, be Rambo, not
I'll
train.
Come straight up to Natty House and have a drink with you.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for that. Cheer me up.
Well, you'd be nice to see a familiar face, won't it?
It will actually.
Drunk.
Not you.
Falling off his stool.
Oh, you'll be horrible, won't you?
No, trying to only help barmaids. Oof.
What? There's only me working,
That's what I said, didn't I?
That's dirty.
No.
I might put some
being friendly.
I might put some Christmas songs on tomorrow, though.
Mm.
I might put...
Forget it, I'm not coming.
Phil Spector's Christmas album. That's a good one.
I might come.
What else do I like? I like crooner Christmas ones and all.
Yeah, we all like.
Like we started that Chestnuts in a...
Chestnuts.
I think that would that Bing Crosby that? Oh no! Now I'll tell you where we're at. Nat King Cole.
Where is it?
Nat King Cole was a very odd soul and a very. I'm not very good at nursery rhymes.
I thought that was Grand Old Duke of York.
Nah, it's Old King Cole, the Grand Old Duke of York. He had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again.
What a bastard.
I know. It's a bit
better to do.
That's what he did. Ross Geller at Start a Band of Brothers. That's all he were doing.
Did he?
Yeah, have you not seen it?
No, I've seen Friends.
Yeah, that's a good programme.
Well, here's one for you. Ross Geller's pet monkey in Friends is called Marcel.
Yeah.
And my little puss tat here, look, it was annoying me. He's called Marcellus.
All right.
The difference is I named Marcellus after Marcellus Wallace. Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah.
In Pulp Fiction, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Mia Wallace's fella.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't name Maggie, but had I named Maggie, I would have called him. I would have called him.
I've got a quick Pulp Fiction question for you because I know it's your favourite film. What's that little plaster fort back of Marcel as well as
his
head?
No one ever knows. And no one ever knows why when they open that suitcase, it glows.
I just guess they're a light. I don't think they're all. You get
a
lights.
Light.
Wow. It's, there is a light and it never goes out.
It were before LED lighting. Oh, someone invented LED lighting. We're going to make a fortune.
Why were it before LED lighting?
Because it was like 92 or 93, weren't it?
Just a little bulb, a little battery, a little 9-volt battery.
I know, but people had already invented a bulb. That wouldn't be like, whoa. But an LED light, that's like, whoa, we could make some money off this.
We couldn't even see what
we
it was.
We could revolutionise the world.
So you're saying it couldn't have been a bulb, but it could have been an LED bulb?
It could have been a bulb, but why would they be so impressed by a bulb?
I don't know. They weren't really impressed. They don't get.
They
impressed.
Were like that. Oh, they stood back.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Watch it again.
You're thinking of Indiana
no,
Jones.
No. Watch it again. Vincent Vega. He opens it and he's like, and it glows up in his face.
This is
like,
me, Wallace. Vincent Vega. Vincent Vega.
What's that song they do?
Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry.
Yeah, I always think it's Carl Perkins. Carl Perkins did a version on it.
I don't know.
But it is Chuck Berry, yeah.
That was a great, isn't it? Put an original twist on that.
Thank you.
Have you got a favourite? Sorry, a favourite. I'm halfway down the second glass of wine.
Second bottle? What have you? I know when you were late.
Well. I thought I had a bit of time on my hands, so I just went in a passage on Ball Road.
Another to Power reference.
What, in a passage?
Time on my hands. I know it's China. I was trying to squeeze it in.
All right.
I mean, it's not easy to squeeze.
I started
drinking
two bottles of red wine on my own in a passage.
Yeah.
I thought that would be Christmassy. Have you got a favourite Christmas film and or song?
I've got a guilty pleasure.
Go on then.
I never tell anyone this.
Are you going to share it?
Yeah, obviously.
Do you want to do a drum roll? I'll not do a drum roll. I'll just do the.
Okay.
The effect.
Let me just give you a bit of background first.
You're going to paint a picture.
Yeah, I'm going to paint a picture like Picasso with his palette and easel. I'm going to paint this picture that, well, first, I'm not a fan of rom-coms, and I'm not a fan of Christmas films, but I've got a certain soft spot for Love Actually.
Oh, really?
I think it's because it's British, and it's such a good cast. Marcellus, you idiot. He nearly slipped the table. It's because it's British.
Is there a song in it? I know that that Bill Nye does that daft cover
and
version.
And I love you. Oh, no, just a Christmas version, there. And now it's Christmas. And all is.
It's like Love.
Billy Mack.
What?
He plays a character called Billy Mack.
It's Love Is All Around, it's Christmas Is All Around, isn't it? Yeah, that's what it is.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's just such a stellar British cast.
I think that's one of them that
and
has
I like
become,
the fact there's all them different little stories and it all just sort of.
Yeah, intertwined. It's got the feels,
but do you know what my favourite scene is, don't you?
I can guess a couple of scenes.
Just guess one. You'll
when
get it right.
When Hugh Grant turns up at Martin Cushing's house.
No.
When him from Teachers turns up at.
No.
Atonement's house.
No.
Is it the Nativity?
No.
Is it that French girl?
Come on, you're not better than that, don't you?
No, I can't remember the film. Go on.
Ron Atkinson wrapping that present up.
Wow, what is he doing?
Brilliant. He's trying to get his present right quick while his wife's shopping over side at Debenhams.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, he's sprinkling glitter in, and he's like, oh, hang on a minute. Oh, no, that'll do. He's like, no. Another bow on it. Ron Atkinson's funniest
can I ask
thing.
Though, did he actually sprinkle glitter, or are you trying to reinforce what you said earlier?
No,
does he sprinkle glitter? Because I've never known anyone.
He sprinkles glitter inside it.
If you want to get in touch, email us at comfybastards@hotmail.co.uk.
That doesn't exist.
You might do. About time I put this out, and let us know how much glitter you use, and/or if you do use glitter, quantities of glitter one
if
might use.
If you're a
use.
Member of the glitterati, let us know.
No, let you three know, because that's a totally different thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
What's glitterati?
Well, I'm guessing the Gary Glitter fans.
Oh, right. Okay, no. I forgot about Gary Glitter.
That's
a good thing, isn't it? I mean,
did he do a Christmas song?
Let's not talk about it. Let's not give him.
Go on then, it's done.
What?
Let's move on. Ask me mine then. I've got a favourite.
What's your favourite Gary Glitter song?
I think that we moved on for that.
I know, I thought that's what you were saying.
Christmas film or Christmas song, you sick bastard. Right. There's only one anyway. And that's,
Sorry. What's your favourite Christmas song / or?
Films, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, not European Vacation.
No, because it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Chevy Chase. Do you know?
Take that look off your Chevy Chase.
Quick quiz question. Who plays the daughter?
Don't know.
Juliette Lewis. Oh, who plays the son?
Don't know.
In from Big Bang Theory. Don't know his name. But May one who goes out with Penny.
Galecki.
I don't know his
name. It's not Galecki.
He plays the son.
No, I'm
he
not
does.
That. Who plays wife?
I don't know her
name. Beverly D'Angelo.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I'll never know her name.
2-1. Do you want to go for equaliser?
She's quite hot, like an older, like, mothery type person is. A bit like her from...
Yeah, she's probably the same age as you are now.
Yeah, but that's fine.
She's quite hot, like a mothery figure.
Yeah, but I'm a father figure, so... Well, I'm a... Do you know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay, this has gone a bit weird.
It's not gone weird.
It's gone weird.
She's got a little bit similar to her from, what they call it? She's called Beverly. What they call it? On Channel 4.
Beverly?
Goldberg's. A bit Beverly like her.
Yeah, but she's same age as you.
What's the problem? Have I got to go for people older than me or younger than me?
That's not the problem. The problem is you're saying it's, she's hot, like she's like in a mothery type of way.
She is. What's the problem with that?
I don't understand. You meant your mother.
What?
Well,
what are you talking about?
That's why I couldn't get my head around.
Ridiculous. We've gone from glitterati to that. This is not Christmassy at all. At all, in fact. Try and bring it back round if I can. And my favourite Christmas song, I do like Sleigh Ride by Ronettes. I hear those sleigh bells ringing, a ding ding a ling a ding ding. Won't be able to do that justice. Yeah, there's like those old ones, like old...
Oh, we've heard. Beverly Goldberg.
Well, you just said she's not old. It's like, just for the purpose of the joke, though, well played.
Yeah, thanks. Brilliant. When you explain them, they're funny.
I know, let's... Sorry. Oh, excuse me. Gone that wrong oil. You said you had a bit of a game for us. Could we get that in this week? Or
I had now it's too late. We should have started it at the start, but...
Go on then. What's your favourite Christmas TV or like, you know, they do TV specials?
Yeah, let's talk about Christmas TV days gone by.
Let's talk about Christmas Day. Marley was dead to begin with.
Well, I was going to say Only Fools and Horses Christmas special, which basically was...
Batman and Robin were classic ones, weren't it? When they're running from...
I mean, they were all classic ones. That were up there. What I'm saying is, that was... That old family sat around for that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it were like, right, brilliant. Queen's fucked off. Right, come on, you can get
you
in now.
Blue today.
Sorry. Who's interested in bloody Queen? So everyone, get in, come on. Hey, Only Fools and Horses, come on. No, actually, I'm going to tell you my favourite Christmas one. To Hull and Back.
What's...
When they go and get them diamonds and they get lost in the North Sea. And they pull up at the side of that.
Is that when Uncle Albert's got a load of people looking like him, same? Is that
No, that's when he's died. And they pull up at the side of that oil rig. Can you tell us the way to Amsterdam? No, it's Belgium in the Grand Antwerp. It's that way. Thanks. See, Rodney, you've just got to ask for directions. Brilliant. That's good. Classic. But then.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
Because I haven't done a joke yet, have we? And you can carry on.
Well,
right?
I mean, that's debatable. I mean, thanks
I mean,
for
an
that.
Actual joke with a punchline.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to laugh. It'd be good if you did.
I'll try.
So a bloke's on his way, family's on his way, on the way to Bridlington. And they're driving along and they're getting a bit lost, so they pulled up.
What are they driving?
Just a car.
Which one?
Their car. Estate. Are you going to let me? Or do you not want me to?
No, I'm just trying to paint a picture.
They're driving a saloon.
Saloon.
Forum.
What's a saloon?
I don't know. Vidos. I don't know.
I'm only joshing.
They're on the way to Brid. Get a bit lost. So they see this man in the field. Say, excuse me. Can you tell me the quickest way to Bridlington?
Yeah.
And the bloke goes, are you walking or driving?
No.
And the driver goes, well, I'm driving. And he goes, that is the quickest way. You ruined that. That would have been good.
Would it?
No, so probably
sorry.
Not.
I, you know I've heard that before, don't you?
Yeah. Are you any Christmas jokes?
Oh, only Christmas cracker jokes.
Yeah.
I ain't really got any of them, to be fair.
I'll tell you one.
What's your favourite part of Christmas crackers? Sorry, what's your favourite part of Christmas crackers?
A tits, I think.
Mm. I'd probably say actually. Yeah, well played.
Are you a breast man or a leg man?
I like a bit of thigh.
Mm.
It's much more succulent.
Yeah, we don't want to go too double entendres, but I do enjoy a stuffed bird.
What do you like it stuffing with?
Stuffing. We're stuffing.
Yeah, but what flavour?
Cranberry. Oh. That's Christmassy, isn't it?
I'm just your classic boring old sage and onion.
Yeah. Well, you could have that any day. We're supposed to be a turkey, though, and not a chicken. You could stuff a chicken, put a deck chair in the air. No?
No, sorry, I was just thinking
I'm thinking of food now. What no, about... I'm
starving.
I know. I'm going... Where are you going for Christmas dinner this year?
I've been invited to friends.
Well, you're a very popular person.
Well, yeah. Plus, people tell me.
Saves you getting pan on, doesn't it?
Well, except pan on it, it'd just be like one of them. Have you seen them Christmas pasties that Morrison's are doing with three courses in one pasta? I'd probably just
three courses
in one pasta.
I hope it's not.
So it'll be dessert in one end. I'm assuming it'll be main in middle and a starter at one end. Yeah. I'm not averse to eating dessert before. Yeah. Of course, so it won't bother me which way.
I just don't want a prawn cocktail in a pasta. I hope it's not that.
No, why? I
mean, prawn cocktail's a bit that bit you want cold, don't you? And then turkey wine.
You can just warm a little bit up.
Hmm.
Surely.
Oh, nice.
And you've got no microwaves that you can zonal eat in.
No.
You need to get one, pal.
Mine's more a man-to-man microwave.
Because I love to put something in microwave. Well, I've got one of them zonal eating ones because it eats everything on outside and leaves middle cold.
All right.
Yeah. Special. Paid extra money for that.
Special.
Proper special.
It sounds good. Professional. Yeah.
Mm. Proper spesh.
I'm hungry now.
Proper spesh.
Is it what you like to have in house, though? Not like chestnuts or something like that. Just buy it, or just excess on alcohol and crisps.
Chestnuts?
I've already done that now.
Yeah, but I ain't going to.
I don't think I've ever even had a chestnut before.
I love a chestnut.
I don't like it. Are they like wet? They come in vacuum packs, don't they?
Well, it depends on which chestnuts we're talking about, doesn't it?
Aren't they, though? Aren't chestnuts like...
No, they come out of trees, mate.
No, obviously, but I think you get them like vacuum packed or something.
Oh, if you buy them cooked, from somewhere. Oh, you go to Ecky Woods and pick your own.
Mm. Yeah. Then you have to cook them, then, don't you?
Yeah, but you just roast them on a round fire. That's what you do. And then you burn your fingers, peeling skin off.
Yeah.
And then you burn your mouth eating them.
I'd love to.
That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? The sheer enjoyment.
Third degree...
The sheer enjoyment of burning your mouth for... Them few calories that you haven't paid for.
I thought Christmas was just about indulging. Fuck kids. Buying them a load of stuff you can't afford. Looking little faces when they're disappointed because you bought the whole thing.
A load of things you can't afford that you're just going to be chucking in the bin in about 2 months' time.
Looking in absolute horror when your uncle opens that negligee you bought your missus. And then he puts it on.
Negligee?
Hmm.
I know that word for years.
It's
old fashioned, isn't it? What is a negligee?
I haven't got a clue. I'm not very good with underwear.
What is a negligee?
I think it's like a very thinny night.
What would the papers say?
I don't know what it is. It's a very thin, sheer nighty.
Sheer?
That caresses both bosoms.
My God, I want one myself now. Sold it to me. It sounds so sexy.
Well, it just so happens, if you go on our website, what comfy bastard's selling this week, /... negligees. We've turned into Arthur Daly.
Comfort zone merch.
Yeah, and it's all stuff you can be comfy in.
Would you
fancy a nice turn on slippers?
A comfort zone negligee.
Oh, we should do some t-shirts though.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should.
Just say I like to be comfy on it.
Mm.
Mm, no,
we should.
We're not there yet, are we?
We've got 35 subscribers.
We've got 1,400 fans on Facebook though.
Have we though?
That's a lot.
Because I don't do Facebook, I wouldn't know, but I mean it sounds a lot.
I think we get about 100 listeners a week, so if you want to pay for an advert, it's going out there. We're thinking of doing some local adverts.
Let's just get an example. Let's try one, just to show people, like, you know, our successful business people that we know, how successful them having an advert on
here. Well, have you done? Because I've already wrote one for somebody.
Have you? Let's do it.
This is
He's serious. He cleared his throat.
Let the advert stand for itself. Seamless aluminium, you know, they know they're guttering. That's our good friends.
Yeah, I think it spoke for itself.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, I could do one for my company.
Go on then.
Well, I ain't wrote this, so I'm this is off the cuff. Give me a minute.
Sit back. We can't have dead air, so let me know when you're ready.
Right, okay, well, I'll freestyle.
Go on, then.
When you need some cabling doing, and you don't know where to go, when you call Gatehouse Network Installations and ask Nick to give you a quote.
That was quite good. It started off good.
Yeah, and then ended up bad.
When it weird, and then it went a bit American end, but yeah.
I mean, I could have chucked my email address in at end and a phone number and that.
I used to like them. You don't see it anymore.
It was just a spoof.
When you used to sing a number and it's sticking your head.
087-88-456-632. Oh, no, it's Hastings, isn't it? 1066.
Is it?
See, it sticks in your brain, isn't it, Hastings? Is that how I used to be with Hastings?
I can't really remember any.
Oi! Back it in!
What's happening here?
Marcel's been a bully.
That's Cheryl's other ear gone.
He's a little bastard.
Kicking off. Pussy out of control at Nick's house.
Not for the first time this week.
Set him up for that one. Let's finish this off.
I know. Let's finish these off.
I know, these have gone. There's no one still listening.
Is there anybody out there?
What about, should we talk about, are they banned pods for saying faggot?
Have they?
Yeah, I understand.
Why pose and why not Kirsty MacColl?
Because I think it's the whole song, or they've banned, they bleeped it or took it out or something like that. Yeah, it's just a bit sad that
it's sad because I failed to see what is wrong with a Welsh meatball.
I was thinking exactly the same thing, but it's obviously it's not what people think.
Oh, right, so they think that what do they think they were talking about?
It's like a slang term for homosexuals, isn't it?
Do you remember we're
big lads who like to eat, so the first thing we think is a meaty ball.
Do you remember when I used to live on Cundy Street and there used to be that shop top, it went near a shop to our house when I used to wake up in Angover and I used to go for some Hunter Gavra for Angover food and they used to do these McBrains.
Oh no, they're like tiny faggots, aren't they? Yeah.
Tiny faggots, yeah.
Hold me close now, tiny faggots.
And they used
to
call it in special sauce. And I used to get them.
It's just in a gravy, isn't it?
Yeah, they used to call it special sauce.
That sounds better.
I don't exactly. That's why I bought. I bought it. And then every week I'd go and buy a box of these, put it in the microwave. And I'd just sit there eating these faggots in special sauce.
That sounds good. I want some special sauce.
Cundy Street were
in it. They do that a lot of Chinese, don't they? It's a special stuff. Special Fu Young. And you get it over. You think it's nice, but there's nothing special about it. It's just a nice word.
Mm.
It don't really work with special brew for me. I don't really want one of them.
I used to tenant super. I used to have a tenant super.
That sounds good and all, doesn't it? Super.
Yeah. I used to like a tenant soup. Like 8%. It was like one can of lager, but it were equivalent to two cans.
Well, they don't need to buy them anymore. They just have some spice, don't they? And then they're set for dinner.
I tell you what, they've got a lot to answer for, Simpkins.
Yeah, it's another sweetie joke.
Yes. Yeah, it were, yeah. Well, thanks for explaining it to people.
A lot of people are new or know to Simpkins.
I should have gone mainstream and said Bassett, shouldn't I?
That's fine. Sorry, I went
proper,
I think it's like under radar with Simpkins. I think it's like a rite of passage, in other countries you have to have a year in army, like a national service. In our country you either have to have a year at Fletcher's, a year at Bassett's, or a year at Simpkins.
My mum worked at Bassett's.
My mum worked
at Bassett's years and years ago. My dad ended up working at Bassett's years later. Packed roofing in.
Well, Richardson's when you were younger, weren't you?
Everyone worked at Richardson's. If you didn't slice your hands open at Ender Afton, trying to rearrange a load of razor sharp knives into a tub, then you'd basically graduated from college.
Oh, you're done. You're done well.
You've gone to university.
Anyway,
if you dropped out, that's what you end up doing. This is why I've got basically 9 of my 10 fingers left.
He's holding his highly lacerated. Big hands in my face.
I don't think mine's that big, actually.
Well, I've got big palms.
Just hairy palms.
Laura, what's your favourite palm? That's Laura, innit?
Oh, I do like, I love Twin Peaks.
Mine's Carlton.
Oh, a different kind of palmer, though, surely. Is it?
What's your favourite palmer?
Arnold?
No.
Golf?
Yeah, but I thought Laura.
I love Twin Peaks. I was obsessed with Twin Peaks as a kid.
I think it's come to this time, and I won't go too much into it. I just want everyone to know that it's Christmas time.
There's no need to be afraid.
It's Christmas time.
When we let in life, but we banish shade.
And in this world of
plenty. We can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Woo! George, sing it.
Let's say a word. Pray for the other one at Christmas time.
It's hard,
but when you're having fun, although the world's outside your window, it's a world of dread and fear. When the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears.
We've lost it.
But tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. Oh, and it won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
It's too hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm rubbish.
The greatest gift
they'll have this year is life.
I think we should leave it on that.
I think we should. Thanks for listening to Sort of a Christmas Special. I hope you all and your family have a lovely Christmas
and
time.
Can we just say we love you all?
We do. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
There'll be one next week. We'll have a New Year special.
We're gonna do one in between Christmas and New Year. And we're definitely gonna have someone on.
We call it Purgatory because it's just in between. We're gonna call it neither there or there.
Or maybe Limbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bad back though, so that might not work.
Alright, yeah. I think Nick wants us to have a guest, so
I definitely don't want to. I want to have a guest on.
First ever guest.
When I add a third dimension to the two-wheeled tricycle that is. That didn't mean anything, did it?
The Nick and Rad show.
What's a two-wheeled tricycle?
I don't know. I like it.
It's like a tricycle that's gonna fall. Yeah, it's gonna fall over.
So we need a third.
We need a third wheel to make it stand upright.
Power of 3, 6, and 9. Anyway, enjoy your Christmases. Much love to everyone. Don't do everything. No, just do what you want. Enjoy your. I hope you get a Mr. Frosty ice maker.
I had one of them in 1 year.
We should have done tyres. We can do that next week. Anyway. Speak to you soon.
Happy Saturnalia.
Night night.
Ta-da.